So like I promised yesterday, hanging out with me today is my brother. I tell you, I'm just going to call him my busy brother, Dedrick Hatton. How you doing?
Melissa, you keep your promises to your audience. See how you bring whatever you say, you make it happen.
I try. What's up, girl? I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. Just waking up, you know, so I can talk to you.
I know you're busy. I mean, I've been following you, and I'm like, wow, Dedrick is here. He's there. He's doing this. You're doing the Preachers of L.A. You know, you got this new TV show that's coming out. And then, of course, we saw you open up for the BET Celebration of Gospel. It was awesome.
Boom.
Boom is absolutely right.
We were scheduled to close out the show. But in rehearsals, when they seen us in rehearsal, they were like, oh, no, y'all got to open the show up. This great God song is amazing. They really enjoyed it. So, yeah, that's how we were able to open up the show.
Absolutely. You know, my teenagers were sitting there watching it. And I always want to know, did you do the nay-nay? Because they were like, oh, he did the nay-nay. I'm like, who's nay-nay?
Oh, come on, Melissa. You know I can drop that nay-nay. your boy can dance. They already know that. I ain't no stranger to the game. Come on now.
Well, they enjoyed it tremendously. So tell us about this new song and about this group. Choir has an all new sound and look due to you. Who is LXW?
League of Extraordinary Worshipers. It's a group of young people, about 100 or so voices that I put together. They all are aspiring to be in the gospel music industry, and I just got them together so I can just download and give them wisdom on all the wisdom that I've gained through being in the business and ministry for years. And you know, I share with them all the things that they need to know to keep from making the mistakes that I've made, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's how I started it. And I decided to make a record. We did the record. Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Ricky Dillard, Donna Lawrence, Jessica Reedy, they all came and helped me. And we did it. And Greg Dot was the first single for the record. And the album is dropping April the 22nd. Everywhere. You can actually download the record, pre-order the record now, and get Great God instantly for free. Yeah, so that's how I started the choir.
Fantastic. So is this like a new sound and a new look that you're bringing as far as choirs to the gospel industry?
Well, I
mean, it's kind of different. You know, it's not your regular, you know, put on your robe and sing kind of thing.
Right.
Y'all.
No, but listen, you know, I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
I started out with my choir, The Voice of Unity.
Yeah.
And we had outfits and dancing way back when, you know.
You know what, you're right.
I think the problem is we've gotten away from the youth choir movement in the churches.
Mm.
And we shut the youth choir down for whatever reason, you know. And now I'm showing people, yes, it needs to be back into your worship experience. You need to crank up the youth choir again. Let them dance. Let them put on whatever they want to wear. Because we need this to hold these young people in the church. Because there's so much around here to distract them from church.
Yeah.
Whether it be social media, whether it be everything, you know. So it's important that we crank the youth choir back up. And so I said, let me show them how it can be done where that you can make it progressive and aggressive without losing the integrity of it. You know, so that's my agenda with this choir.
Absolutely. Well, aside from the choir, I do want to say, how's the family? And congratulations on the new one earlier this year.
Oh, thank you so much. Everybody's doing well. Dominique, my beautiful wife, she's excellent. She's and my daughter, Destin, yesterday was her birthday. She's now in her terrific twos, officially in her terrific twos.
I like that, and terrific, yeah.
And then my new baby, she's about 3 months old, Denver Monroe Hatton.
Yeah.
She's doing so good. She's up looking at me and smiling every morning. I'm just so blessed, Melissa. I have something to come home to and to love. I have two daughters, and it's just amazing. My life is, you know, God has really blessed me and given me another chance, you know,
amen.
And I'm grateful for it.
Fantastic. Well, to mention another, you're on season 2 of The Preachers of L.A. What can we expect from you guys?
Y'all know we're gonna turn up. We're gonna show people the flip side of ministry. And see, that's what people had a problem with, you know, preachers showing you their humanity, preachers showing you, hey, you can't doubt that these guys have been called. They've been doing what they've been doing for years, and now we want to show you the other side. We want to show the world that we're just like them. We got issues, too. We get angry also. We have crackhead cousins and uncles, and we got to deal with stuff just like anybody else. The only difference is that we have accepted the call to help people, and sometimes you have to bless people while you're bleeding yourself. You know, and I think the culture of people looking at their pastor like they're Superman is shifting now. Because, and I think it's important for us to be deliberate about letting people know that we're just human. Because what happens is, when you make a mistake as a preacher, or if you people see you stumble or whatever, you know, make a bad decision, whatever it is, they start judging God for your actions. People should never come to conclusions on God because their preacher messed up, or because their preacher didn't say the right thing or do the right thing,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, and it's really our fault, because we get on our platforms, put on these big old robes and all these big old rings and collars, and we have all the perfect things to say, and we act like we're just we're the next thing to God. You know, we're perfect. We do everything right. Well, we know good and well we just had a fight with our wife. You know, we argued with our wife all the way up to the pulpit. You know what I'm saying? We know good and well we had to deal with some issues with our family, get them out of jail all night. We were sitting at the prison, jailhouse, trying to get one of our family members out.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And that don't make you feel good. So what I'm trying to tell people is that your pastor, who you look at every day, he's human. And it's okay for him to be human. People think that because you know that your pastor is human, that people will some kind of way don't respect him. But I beg to differ. I respect the man even more if I know he has challenges, but yet he's still doing what God has called him to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because he can talk to me, because I know he's got the same issues, or he's fighting through, or he's overcame that issue. You know? So,
right.
I think the culture has shifted. Preachers of L.A. alone has shifted the culture.
Yeah.
It's shifting the culture. That's why, and a lot of preachers that's trying to hold on to the old culture, they've taken the time to preach against it. All them preachers of L.A., you need to be doing this thing, you need to be doing that. I ain't no preachers of L.A. They're all people going around doing all that. But the truth of the matter is, you are not perfect. When you get done preaching and squalling and talking about preachers of L.A., you yourself are not perfect, and it's by the grace of God that you can get up and stand and tell anybody anything. Come on now.
Well,
can I get an amen?
Amen. The number of viewers who watched it last season show that people really like what you're bringing to the television. So when is the episodes are going to begin? When's the start date on all this?
We're shooting it right now.
Okay.
I was all night taping Preachers of L.A. and had to hop on a red eye, so it should be, I believe, sometime either beginning of the fall, but it's coming. It's
gotcha.
Coming. Actually, preachers, we tried to get away from it, actually, Melissa.
Really?
Everybody got on the phone and said, we don't know if church folk, they ready for this. We got our own brothers that's supposed to be our friends talking about us. You know. So they was like, we gonna come away from this. Then Oxygen stepped in and said, y'all ain't going nowhere. Do you see this? You see this data? Do you see all the lives that have been touched? Do you see all the conversations about God and beauty salons and the barbershops and, you know, strip clubs? I mean, people are talking about church and God where they didn't before.
Right.
And I've gotten so many testimonies of people wanting to get their lives back on track. People that have been, you know, kind of, you know, compromising, trying to come back because they said, we've never seen this side. We didn't know that our pastor wasn't super perfect. You know, we never seen that. You know, we never seen somebody show us this. So we feel like now you're showing us a God that's reachable, that's tangible, that we can serve because everybody's not perfect, you know? And it's a beautiful thing. So we're coming back for season two.
Great.
And it's on and pop.
And everybody's coming back, correct?
Everybody's back.
Fantastic.
Everybody's back, yep.
Well, look, of course we know you had the movie Blessed and Cursed. I was waiting for, you know, my role in it, but I hear that maybe we're going to have a Blessed and Cursed 2.
We're doing a Blessed and Cursed 2. We have the script. It's official. It's just, I've been so busy with these preachers, and I have a brand new show with Oxygen called Fix My Choir.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that with Michelle Williams, right?
They just made the big announcement. It's a huge buzz about it, you know, and that's going to take me out another 8 to 10 weeks from being able to shoot. So it's just been about timing for doing the sequel to Blessed and Cursed. It's all about timing. Hopefully we can get to it towards the fall.
Fantastic. So Fix My Choir, what's this all about? You and Michelle Williams are fixing people's choirs on Oxygen?
Well, basically, it's been a baby of mine. I created it. I've been thinking about it, working on it for quite some time, and the Oxygen just picked it up right away. We went straight to series. We're going straight to series.
Wow.
And basically what we're doing is we're going across the country finding the worst choirs, and we're going to clean them up in 1 week. Whatever the issues are, whether it be they have vocal problems, They don't know how to pay attention. They have emotional problems. Uh-huh. They have spiritual problems. Whatever it is, we're going to go in there and clean it up. I'm going to take my years of expertise of being a choir director. I was a minister of music since I was 13 years old.
Wow,
you know, and I'm going to go in there, and we're going to chop it up and clean them up. And we're going to, the great thing I'm excited about it is, we're going to be able to bring all of my favorite gospel artists on there to help me get the job done,
yeah.
Whether it be Ty Tribbett, whether it be Hezekiah Walker,
cool.
Kurt Carr, Richard Small. We're going to drop them all in there and have such a good time. It's going to be all about music. It's going to be all about singing. It's going to challenge people. It's going to discipline people. It's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited about this show. And let me put it on record. I'm more excited about this show than I am about Preachers of L.A. because I'm really in my element with Fix My Choir.
Absolutely.
I'm in my zone. So it's going to be fun.
So how do I get my choir in? I mean, is there like an email process to put your choir in the bag of those you choose or anything like that?
Well, basically, I've been watching choirs by the thousands since January. It's been out there, but we never made the announcement of who it was.
Right.
So we have a lot of casting video clips of choirs all over the place, whether it be high school choirs, college choirs, church choirs, community choirs. I've been watching them all, and it's been a very strategic process in finding out who's going to be the first 8 to 10 choirs that we're going to go and clean up.
Wow.
So then you may have missed it this season, but it's going to be a big to-do for second season because we want to make sure everybody get a chance now that everybody know what it is and who it is. And I'm sure that we're going to give everybody an opportunity to be a part.
So everybody with a bad choir is going to say, we got to perform in front of Dedrick so he can see how bad we sound.
Gonna be funny.
Well, Dedrick, I know you're staying busy, man. We're just gonna continue to support you, lift you up in prayer, and you just keep doing what God has blessed and ordained you to do, man.
Well, I appreciate you for always holding me down. Hold me down over there in Raleigh, Durham.
Definitely,
I really appreciate it.
We will definitely continue to do that and support you. Single Great God, Dedrick Haddon, LXW. Make sure you go out April 22nd. Pick it up in stores. Dedrick, thanks again, and God bless you.
Bless you, Melissa.